Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome in. We got a jam-packed morning for you as we feature a little bit of business talk here this morning. We've got coming on Daryl Weber, Brand Seduction, and then a little bit later on, Leadership Campaign with Scott Miller. And let me just one before I introduce Daryl, if you stay with me here. Okay. And let me just give me 1 second here, folks. All right, Daryl, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Stu.
All right, hi. You know, life is filled with technical problems. I don't know if you have these problems when you talk about brand seduction, but the book is written by Daryl Weber. He's a branding consultant whose work has influenced many of the best and biggest brands. You're going to find this interesting because branding is such an important part of what we do. The book is Brand Seduction, for how neuroscience can help marketeers build memorable brands, and it's published by Korea Press. All right. Finally, here we go. Let's first open up, Daryl, if you would. Talk about branding. Define brands from your perspective.
Yeah, sure. A lot of people, I think of brands, and they think probably it's your name or your logo, right, or your design. To me, it's a lot more than that, right? Brands are really how we relate to a product or a company. And so my definition of a brand is that it's a collection of associations in your consumer's minds. So that can be all kinds of things, like how where you've seen the product, how it looks and feels, how it tastes, and the price, who you've seen using it, all these things kind of combined in your mind, and interestingly, in a both conscious way and an unconscious way. So you probably have all these associations with brands that you don't even think about, you don't even realize you have, but they all combine to collection of ideas, and that's really the brand in people's minds. And as marketers, you have to realize that and know that everything you're doing is influencing those little perceptions and connections and associations that people have with your brand. And really the goal then with branding is to shape and mold that collection of associations so that it's saying the right thing and it's fitting with what you want your brand to be and stand for. So it really goes much further than just your logo. It has a lot of depth to it, and people really connect sort of emotionally, even if they don't think that much about a brand or don't you know, it's just they buy it habitually or they just grab it off a shelf. They probably do have some emotions hidden under the surface there that are causing them to pick one thing up over another. So I think of brands kind of in that deeper, more unconscious way.
Yeah, right. And I mean, there's a lot of subliminal activity that goes on. And by the way, I'm no different than anybody else. I select a lot of brands. There's a particular brand of milk that's higher priced that I've been getting. And then I found out from someone who was intimately involved with a company that produces a major name brand of milk. He said, look at how the cap is on. It's produced by, and he named the company. It's absolutely the same product. We're fooled, aren't we? And I've certainly been part of that. I confess, by generic products versus name products.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great example, right? The generic, if you're talking about drugs like ibuprofen versus Advil, they're the same. Like, legally, they have to be the exact same ingredients, right? The thing inside the bottle is exactly the same. But, for a lot of people, you just feel more comfortable. You have more trust with that name brand version. They end up paying a little bit more for that. Even if someone rationally will tell you, look, the pills are exactly the same. And it's true across many categories.
When do you buy? How do people make their decisions as to buying? I mean, it's price versus quality. When you go to a 99-cent store or a dollar store, you're not necessarily buying quality. You're buying price. How much? Well, I know the answer is quite a bit, but what is the thought that goes into marketing a product, defining the parameters, whether it's money, whether it's price, whether it's prestige, whether it's power? And I know you spend a lot of time in the introduction of the book talking about Grey Goose, and I'm not even familiar with this brand. Kettle One, is it? You can tell I don't drink.
Kettle One, yeah. A lot goes into a decision, right, when you're purchasing something. But I think the big illusion and the big myth out there is that we tend to think consumers are really rational and sort of conscious, and they're deliberating and weighing all the pros and cons, But it's not true. There's a ton of science that shows that we tend to not make the best decisions. We don't look at all the options. We don't look too in depth. We're not comparing all the features and details of everything. It tends to be a much more cut down, streamlined process where you have a few that get into your consideration set. Maybe there's a few brands that you feel positively towards, and you just have kind of a gut feel towards those, an inkling, hey, these ones feel right for me. And then maybe you'll choose amongst those. And then things like you mentioned, like price, maybe some certain features, if there's a sale, those things can grab your attention, and maybe that'll sway you one way or another. But I think the key is getting into that consideration set. What makes the brand feel like, okay, these are ones for me, and I'm going to choose amongst those and kind of ignore all the rest, right? And usually, actually, most people ignore, even all the details and stuff. And you're just like, I just like this brand. Or, if it's cars, maybe an Audi just feels right for me, or whatever it is. With vodka, that example of Grey Goose versus Kettle One, the liquid inside the vodka is virtually indistinguishable, basically the same thing. But the brands feel really different just because of the look and feel and the personality that each one has. And so a lot of drinkers will only choose one or the other, and they don't really cross over, because one feels more right to them. And that's what I talk about a lot in the book. How can you build that right sort of gut feeling that attracts people to your brand without them thinking about it too much? Because, most people, we don't think about every decision we make. It's sort of habitual. We just tend to buy that one, or we tend to buy that one, and we just don't think about it that much.
Talk about the aspect of repetition. You can get people the first time around, but you won't get the repeat business. But I think the ramifications of repeating something. This isn't the best example, but it must be a lot of people who are buying into it. 877 Cars for Kids, that little
a jingle,
catchy tune all the time to donate your cars. But repetition is a huge factor.
Sorry, I'm breaking up a little, too. But in terms of repetition, in terms of advertising, repetition can be great. It can, build up the memory and associations in your mind, can build loyalty. There's actually something called the mere exposure effect in psychology, which states that just the more you're exposed to something, the more you see it around, the more familiar you are with it, the more you actually like it. It's amazing. Even if it's something totally random that you don't know, just seeing it more often makes you like it more. So in terms of advertising, that can help. Obviously, to a point, right? If you see something too much, it's going to get annoying and you're going to not like it. So don't overuse that. But there is a tendency for that. And then just in terms of using a product, like advertising might get you to try something once. But then it's really up to the product, right? And this is where having a good product is really your best marketing, right? So if you deliver a good experience, if it meets the customer's expectations, people feel good about it, then maybe they go on autopilot next time, say, hey, that brand works for me. That's the one I'm going to pick up. It's just going to be a habit, and they become loyal without even thinking about it again. That's sort of the key, right? If you can just get into that repetitive sort of buying process phase. But really, you need a good product that delivers. Marketing can only go so far. Okay, sure. So I guess I can go back to the Grey Goose and Kettle One example, because that really explains a lot of this, of what I try to get at in the book, that these two brands really seem like the same, they taste the same, but Grey Goose has this sort of sleek, minimalist feel to it. Seems really premium, but Kettle One, on the other hand, feels kind of robust and bold and has this authenticity and heritage to it. So both premium, you know, they're priced around the same, and a lot of consumers felt like, yeah, they're in the same category. But for some reason, that sort of robustness and boldness of the Kettle One bottle, if your listeners are familiar with it, just made it seem that much more, like, powerful and impactful, and it felt really, like, real and authentic. And so for some consumers, that attracted them much more to that brand than they were to the Grey Goose brand. But, of course, then there's Grey Goose consumers who feel much more attracted to that brand just because of the premium sleekness. That fit more with their sort of personality and vibe and what they're looking for in a brand. So really these kind of like unconscious feelings that are connected with the brand can make a huge difference, right? Two brands like that, you know, the liquid's basically the same, feel really different and actually attract different markets, different targets, different consumers, and both are able to build out sort of powerful brands with a big business on each.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, we're back, and rejoining us, and hopefully we'll have a little more luck here in our second segment, is Darrell Weber. The name of the book is Brand Selection, How Neuroscience Can Help Marketeers Build Memorable Brands. It's published by Korea Press. Go out and get a copy of it. It's an extremely valuable book, a lot of great information. And Darrell is, as we come back and... Are you trying to reconnect with him? Yeah. All right, we're going to reconnect with Darrell Weber as we continue here. Brand Seduction, How Neuroscience Can Help Marketeers Build Memorable Brands. The book is published by Korea Press. It's available in paperback, and I suggest you go out and get a copy of it. We are trying to reconnect. I'm a little leery here about getting into the political campaign last night because it may be 30 seconds worth before we get them, but we'll find out shortly, and I'll let you know again. My apologies for the inconvenience, and we hope we'll get Darrell back on. And as a matter of fact, he is back. Darrell, the question packaging and how important that makes. You know, you talk about what's inside the package, what's inside the bottle. As a distributor of commercial and movie-related merchandise for years, I'm very well aware of the packaging. How much emphasis by most of these industries is focused on packaging as opposed to the actual product itself?
Well, packaging is super important. It's one of those things that's going to give you a clear image of this brand and product and company before you even think about it, right? It's the power of first impressions. Just like when you walk up and meet someone, what they're wearing, how they're walking, how they're holding themselves is going to tell you, give you a whole impression and feel for what that person's about before they even open their mouth and say something, right? It's the old judging a book by its cover. But it's true. You know, the picture says 1,000 words, and it's this really quick emotional reaction that you'll have with something based on the design and the packaging. So, I mean, companies know that for sure, and they spend a lot of money and time, you know, especially the bigger CPG, you know, consumer packaged goods types companies, they spend a ton of money on their packaging for sure. But I think most don't realize just how important it is in creating that kind of unconscious feel for your brand. It's super important for that. And it even sets up your expectations, right? There are studies that show different wine labels and bottles, if they're colored and shaped differently, will change your expectations and perceptions for how that wine's going to taste. So it's actually, I think, more important than a lot of people realize.
When you look at a product, let's pick some name brands and have you talk about them. You already talked about the Grey Goose and Kettle One. Talk a little about, and the first thing that comes to my mind is an established brand that you really don't need to do anything with, and when you tinker with it, with different extensions of it, you somehow can damage the brand. I think of Pepsi or Coca-Cola, but I think of these soft drinks that come to mind and the experimentation. I know they're appealing to different demographics, but when you look at Coca-Cola as a brand, it's untouchable. It's as permanent as anything you can imagine, and so may Apple be, excepting its downslide in the stock market a little yesterday.
Yeah. I used to work at Coca-Cola, so I'm super familiar with that. And you know, your listeners might be familiar with the new Coke story and kind of debacle that was. You know, Coke's a classic brand. It's been around for over 100 years. People know it and love it. And then they went and tried to tweak the formula, right, and tried to change it. And in consumer focus groups and surveys, people said they liked the taste better. It was a little sweeter, competed with Pepsi better. But then when they launched it, you know, there was a huge backlash. People just said, don't mess with my brand. They have nostalgia and a connection to that brand, but they didn't want it changed. Even if when they do a sort of blind tasting, when they don't know which the brand is which, they preferred it better. When it comes to actually putting that brand on it, now they wanted to go back to their old brand, right? And that shows kind of the power of a brand and what a difference it can make.
I think of branding, again, and the perception that I might have that I would rather go for a prescription or a pharmaceutical brand with a name that's well-known as opposed to the generic part of it. And part of the reason is I don't want to find myself looking at the back of a bottle comparing every single ingredient in it when I know, for example, my own personal opinion and with certain side effects of other drugs that I would prefer Tylenol over Advil or Aleve every time. Is there a different mindset when it comes to pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, I think there does. You know, there is. You're dealing with your health, right? That's super important and personal, and you don't want to take a risk for it. And I've actually heard, I think it's anecdotal evidence, that when people are buying for themselves, they're more likely to buy generic. But when they're buying for their families, they tend to buy the branded version because they really want to have that trust and care. Interestingly, that people are willing to, you know, not that it's a risk, but, you know, go with the generic for themselves. But I think that just shows, again, the power of that trust and credibility that comes with the brand name. I mean, like the example I was saying, Advil versus generic ibuprofen, legally, you know, the government regulates that they have to be the same ingredients and the same efficacy, and they're going to be exactly the same. But people just have that trust and connection with the Advil brand. They've known it. They've seen it around. And that makes them feel more, you know, attracted to it, compelling, feels more compelling to them, and that's the one they're more likely to choose.
How much of branding changes and promotion and marketing is directly or attributable to someone's success? I'm not placing a value judgment. Joseph Abboud, obviously, is extraordinarily successful. But when you go into a store, for example, and you buy, I'm picking male brands of clothing, you see the name Joseph Abboud, you immediately think of quality, originality, uniqueness, and the fact that it's up to date. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think fashion brands actually get this better than I think a lot of other brands, especially like fashion and luxury brands, that they don't have really like a rational like product benefits to talk about. They're not going to try to convince you with their product features or details, right? They're just going to create a lifestyle and a mood and a personality about their brand, right? So if you know J. Crew, like you can imagine sort of J. Crew, like the person and where they fit and what they might be wearing, even like what kind of car they might drive or who they are as a person. You can get that real feel of that brand. And, you know, if you go higher levels like Gucci or Prada, you know, there's a real style and sense that goes along with those. And they never really articulate it, right? They don't say it directly. They just exude it in everything they do. And I think that's what makes it super powerful. But then when you get to other, like more functional type brands, if you're looking at financial or consumer packaged goods, I think marketers almost get distracted by the rational benefits and functional attributes that they try to talk about, that they lose sight of just that feel of the brand and that mood. And that's what I argue in my book is actually possibly as important or more important than some of those functional benefits, because, you know, when consumers aren't thinking that much, what's that brand that's going to attract them, right? And this, I describe how our unconscious is actually working all the time, whether we realize it or not, to tag things as positive or negative, things that we see in our environment. And then we make judgments based on that. Like we build up this sort of gut feeling towards things and if we like them or don't like them.
All right, we're just about out of time. I wanted to get to Rolex and Harley and talk about ego with Rolex, but they're going to have to buy the book. It's called Brand Seduction. Daryl Weber. Daryl, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Steve. Glad to be here.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar, your choice just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays, 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is Chicken Soup for Your Business Soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, a little bit of a chicken soup for the soul regarding leadership. Joining us is Scott Miller, co-founder of the pioneering political consulting firm Sawyer Miller Group. And along with the campaigns of scores of U.S. Senate gubernatorial victories, he's managed the campaigns of a number of global luminaries, Vicente Fox, Boris Yeltsin, et cetera. He's the author of Building Bandwidth, and the book is co-written with gentlemen, David Morey, Vice Chairman of the Core Strategy Group and Chairman and Founder of DMG Global. The name of this book, The Leadership Campaign, 10 Political Strategies to Win at Your Career and Propel Your Business to Victory. It's published by Career Press. Welcome, and I can't think of better timing to have you on than right now. It's great to have you with us, Scott.
I know, it's an interesting time. Thanks a lot, Stu. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it really is. And obviously, the prime discussion, and I bet you wish he handled Trump's campaign, the prime discussion is on his unconventional, I put it in quotes, non-political, but it was really political because Charles Krauthammer says everything is political, approach to this campaign and how he's blown out his opponents. Diagnosis,
yes.
Analysis. I'm not asking you about caucuses and delegates and what's going to happen. I'm talking about strategy.
We're lucky. We get to do national polling on voters. And for the last 4 years, we've seen this anger and alienation and frustration rising to the level that, I mean, you can't imagine, Stu. 84% of the American people, men, women, you know, every demographic, every ethnicity, all parties, 84% of the people believe that there's an elite group of incumbent politicians of both parties, lobbyists, big banks, big unions, big business, big special interests, and big media that rig the system for their own, you know, power and privilege. And you and I know, as insiders, that's true. And they're right. And they're on to it. And they get it. And it's you know, my friend Pat Goodell says, they're coming for you. And so we knew there would be an insurgent rising. That's, you know, we've been studying insurgent politics and insurgent brands for 30 years. And we knew there'd be an insurgent rising. Who knew it would be Donald Trump? Just one little data point about Trump. I mean, you know, he seems like an arrogant SOB. I've known him for 5 minutes and probably have had a lifetime supply of, but he's a smart, very smart man, and he has changed politics fundamentally in this race. So it's he is, and he's constantly he arouses two emotions in the press. One panic. They, you know, oh, my God, what kind of president? Oh, my goodness, what will happen? And, you know, what I say to my friends in the press and in the liberal elite, say, guys, we've had pretty lousy presidents for 16 years. I mean, what are we, how much worse can he be? So get used to it. Yeah, he's a real factor.
Well, I'm not talking about Trump. Let me interject. But I think that's a misconception and a misperception of what a lot of people say. How can it be worse? I consistently on this show, week in, week out, month in, month out, say, you've got two choices. You can take the lesser of two evils, or you can really get it bad, because it can be worse.
Of course it can. Yeah, no, you're right about that. But the only thing I can tell you is he is in a position where he can win the presidency. Now, most people say that's impossible, and most people say, you know, I'm moving to Trinidad, and, you know, if that happens. But the fact is, it's just possible. So it's kind of like get used to it. I go myself back and forth. My co-author, David Morey, is a Democrat. So, you know, you can get his opinion. Both of us recognize that this insurgent force may be unstoppable. And it's changed politics. Look, if I can give you an example, one thing that would radically improve politics in the United States would be if we could have just massive transformational fundraising reform, you know, money in politics. Average congressman spends 35 hours a week on the phone trying to raise money, and they're trying to raise money to buy television.
Well, would you prefer the elimination of public funding, or would you support it?
No, you know what I would do? I would radically limit the amount of time and the amount of money that can be put into paid television advertising. Now, here's the good news of that for politics. Trump has proven, and this race has proven, about $180 million, maybe $200 million, has been spent in this race on advertising, on TV advertising by, you know, Bush and Clinton and Cruz and the whole gang. And it hasn't moved the needle. It hasn't moved the needle one way or the other. They've run negative, they've run positive. It doesn't work. American people are onto it. I'm surrounded by guard dogs.
Yeah, are they Republicans or Democrats? Go ahead.
Yeah, that guy's a Democrat. So what he has done is, and it's not just him, it's the people have done it. The people have made political advertising as it's practiced in America, obsolete. And you know how it's practiced. You see those ads are all the same. It's the dark, foreboding voice. It is, you know, the unattractive black and white photograph of your opponent. It's the white type crawling across the screen.
Oh, yeah, the picture of Heidi Cruz, that contrast. That went over the pale.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, and frankly, but the American people just don't buy it. They're not really buying into the negative. And for whatever reason, the Trump support is saying they're excusing him that stuff. I don't buy the idea that they're all angry white men, because I see that anger among African-American women, Hispanic youth. I mean, I see it all over the map.
Let me interject and say that if his voting base, if the voting base for the Republican Party, specifically Trump, has gone from 5 million to 8 million, it's a lot more than angry white old men.
Right. But it's still, you know, and then if you add as another insurgent, Bernie Sanders, the sort of perceptions and attitudes of the supporters of Trump and Sanders pretty much meet near the middle. And, you know, I think this as not to drag it back to my to press marketing of my wonderful book, The Leadership Campaign.
Yeah, maybe we can focus a little.
No, but the fact is, yep. What this has done is it's a repudiation of the establishment. And the American people have been voting against the establishment, established brands, established incumbents, established government. You know, the American people's greatest fear today is not ISIS. It's not China. It is the United States government. And Reagan was probably right when he said that the nine most frightening words in the language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." You know, that the American people buy that, and whether they're, you know, they're certainly instances where they're wrong, but they buy it. They buy it about the establishment. They buy it about incumbents. They don't. They would throw them all out. We ask in our research, if you could press a button in the voting booth and vote everybody out in Washington, would you do it? Over 75% said yes.
Oh, yeah, so, put me in that group. I won't take the time. I can name four that I'd retain as Republican conservatives, and not a lot more these days, I'll tell you that. As a matter of fact, people are not voting on so much on the basis of ideology anymore. I'm a conservative, but there is no choice here. I mean, I'll take the risk with Trump day in and day out. There is no choice, but it's interesting how the labels have disappeared in favor of nationalism and populism.
Yes, you're quite right. And look, the people don't care. You know, the press thinks, oh, the Republican Party, what will happen? Oh, the Democratic Party, what? The people don't give a damn. They don't really care about the party. Parties have failed. Over 75% of the people say that the parties are impotent in Washington to make any positive change. Both parties. Throw them out. You know, and they'd love to have a third party, but there just doesn't happen to be one at this stage. So you're right. It is evolving toward populism versus establishment. And look, but again, the thesis of our book is that everything is evolving that way, insurgent versus incumbent.
Right. I'm going to ask you to hang on as we pick it up on the other side of a break, okay?
You bet.
All right. This is Stu Taylor. We'll return. Fascinating guest, Scott Miller, the Leadership Campaign. 10 political strategies to win at your career.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show Stu Taylor on Business.
Scott Miller, co-author with David Morey. The book is The Leadership Campaign, 10 Political Strategies to Win at Your Career and Propel Your Business to Victory. Before we perhaps get back to the defined political arena, I want you to address a couple of things that you have in your book. You talk about bigness, leadership, and change leadership. And, you know, everything, it's like the West Coast offense. You know, you get chic expressions. Change leadership is one of them. Change management is another. What is the difference between the two?
The difference between them is their attitude towards change. Look, if I can step back one step, Sue, I'll tell you where it came from. As you said, my political firm back in the 1980s and 90s was going around. We were doing these global campaigns, and they were sort of unlosable because they were insurgent sort of revolutionaries like Corazon Aquino and Kim Dae-jung in Korea and Václav Havel in the Czech Republic and Yeltsin, as you said, Vicente Fox in Mexico when he beat the PRI party for the first time in 40 years. These guys, they were unlosable campaigns with great learning. And we got a call at that time from Stephen Jobs. And it was Pat Caddell, you know, the great Pat Caddell was working with me at the time. And Stephen said, you guys get something that we don't get. And of course, I was flabbergasted. I didn't know what he was talking about. We went out to Cupertino and ate, you know, shoots and greens with Stephen and Mike Murray, his great, terrific guy. And Stephen said, look, you guys, you got to get that 50.1% on the first Tuesday in November or you go home. So I think you got sharper strategies. I think you've got sharper elbows in politics than we do in business. He said, furthermore, you guys have been doing insurgents against established, entrenched incumbents. And I think that difference is our difference between us and IBM, us and my IBM or Microsoft as the incumbent, which we did. And then he said, I think there's a fundamental difference in leadership, Jobs felt that, and he recognized himself, of course, between insurgent leadership and incumbent leadership. And so the title we used at that time, this was almost 30 years ago, was bigness leadership versus change leadership. Bigness leadership or established incumbent. Look, these guys, these people, I should say guys is not wrong either. The establishment of the incumbent market leaders in business, they love size and scope. They love bigness. They worship it. They love bureaucracy because it gives them a sense of what was, will be. They love formality. They're heritage-driven, which means their strategies for tomorrow are developed 7 years ago. What we did in the marketplace to get to be number one, we keep worshiping that. And the one thing, that's why I said the real turning point is change, their attitude toward change. Big companies hate change. The establishment in Washington hates change. The establishment in the military hates change. They do everything they can to isolate it, fight against it, bury it in the backyard. So that's the difference. That's the key difference. Look at change leaders, what we call change leaders. Look, they value speed and mobility over size and scope. They're informal to the point of being heretical. Well, look at a great insurgent, Jim Cook, a client of mine in Boston with Sam Adams. Yeah, I mean, he does everything differently, everything not by the book, everything against what the traditional beer business did and of course, succeeded greatly. They're informal, they hate bureaucracy, and they love change because change means the molecules in the marketplace are moving and moving around, and then there's opportunity. So that attitude toward change is the real difference between incumbent leaders and insurgent leaders, what we call bigness leaders and change leaders. And unfortunately, there's just not a better word than change. People use disruption today, and that's another one I'm sure you would say that you hear too much. But the disruption is sort of accurate. That's what happens.
Yeah, we talk about disruptive technology all the time.
Yeah, and what I find with insurgents is when they go into a marketplace, look at the beer business. I mean, New England's got Narragansett. They've got Boston Brewing, which is Sam Adams, breaking every rule of the big brand. The only reason that AB InBev, which is Budweiser, and Miller Coors, which is Miller and Coors, are going to be allowed to merge is because they don't have a brand that's gaining share or gaining volume. They're being eaten alive by little insurgent brands, boot pubs, little craft beers. Just look at the beer wall at your supermarket or at Whole Foods. It's unbelievable. It's all brands you've never heard of. Plissy the Miner, it's all that kind of. But it's happening in every marketplace, whether it's software or financial services. There are insurgents rising and incumbents falling. But the problem is the leadership model of the incumbent is absolutely broken. That Douglas MacArthur in the 1930s was actually superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy, the great General MacArthur, and the youngest major general at that time in our history. And MacArthur took over as superintendent of West Point. The first thing he said was, geez, we keep teaching our cadets to win the War of 1812. Well, we keep teaching young leaders to win the marketplace of 10 years ago or 50 years ago. The principles of leadership that are being taught can't deal with change, fear change, hate change, try to keep change away, try to fight it. And the one truism about this new information economy is if you don't lead change, you're going to be changed by the marketplace. So all the big guys are being assaulted.
Be nimble, be flexible. Don't forget the things that have worked in the past to integrate what you can do in the present and in the future. It's kind of a difficult juggling act.
It is, of course. And, that's why 8 out of 10 of the upstarts and startups fail, because it's tough. But the ones who rise, some of the companies that we think of as the establishment now because they've been around so long, Amazon, Uber, Google, even Apple, are relatively new. And the American people have moved to these new ideas with much less caution. They all act like early adopters. So there's a real opportunity, very low barriers for new ideas in the marketplace. So, and new entrepreneurs. So they're pouring in. And, you know, some of them are failing fast. Some of them are hanging on. And, but they are disruptive. And they don't just disrupt markets, meaning a beer like Sam Adams led the charge for craft beer. And Jim Cook, he did the beer.
Yeah, we're going to have to hold it here. I wish we could go on all day. It's fascinating.
Okay.
I enjoyed it immensely, and so did our listening audience, I'm sure, the leadership campaign. Scott Miller, stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.